coming up next is Omi Pride 09.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons? You're the saddest bunch I ever met, and you can bet before we're through, Mr. I'll make a man out of you. Tranquil as a forest, but on fire within. Once you find your center, you are sure to win. You're a spineless, pale, pathetic lot, and you haven't got a clue. Somehow I'll make a man out of you.
Omi, deck pack buddy.
Deck pack buddies.
I always end up going first on Omi somehow. Like, it happened a lot last season too. It's
the Disney connection.
We're just connected like that. Like, he must have had this moment where he was like, wait, I must send this in exactly at this time so that Ampy may be able to critique me first. I just feel it within my deck packs. Oh. I'm hilarious. Okay. Omi, where is it? Oh, next page. Somehow it flipped over. Okay.
They're on paper copies.
I know.
Killing trees.
I just told them today, I write my notes for the shows with a Flynn Rider kooky pen. It's really cute. It's got like a koosh ball on top of it. Anyways, Omi, as always, you have a lovely tone. I love your tone. I love how you've like totally accepted like that, like your thing that like really makes you stand out is like playing with the songs, like adding like little hints of a run, but not like full out, full scale runs, just like little like digs here and there that really just add interest to it. Could have used a little more energy, but, and you're breathing a little puffy, baby, but the tone was really good. And I thought that even what you did with it, like, it was like a, like, the performance on it, I thought was decent, because it wasn't like, I'm Shang, and I'm going to make a man out of you, which is a trap I think a lot of people fall into. There's like, I gotta be Shang, I gotta do a manly Asian voice now. Ugh. It'd be Beanie Wong, or Donny Osmond. Not Asian. But I like how you didn't do that. You kind of just said like, hey, I'm Omi and I'm singing this song, so this is how Omi sings this song. So I
like, you
don't
like it, I'll cut you.
Yeah, you don't like it, I'll cut you, bitch. Exactly. Like, hi, Miss Conti's gonna come after you, bitch. What? But run. So that's what I liked about it. Like, it wasn't some, like, with this song, I feel like people always try and like copy what they hear in the movie, and you made it more your own. So that's why I thought it really worked for you. So good job, Jeffers.
Okay, I have to go after that. All right. yeah,
Ambi's a hard act to follow.
Ambi said, like, I could have used more energy, but it was decent. But I did put down, like you've gotten so much better on energy and performance, like, as of late, like, over the course of Popstar. Like, his energy has gotten so much better. Let's see. Could have used a bit more punch. A bit too smooth and proper sounding, but that's Omi. And I think you put your own spin on it. So, yeah. Hello, Poncho.
Oh, my turn.
I zoned.
Yeah, that was Poncho. And he's fighting right now. Okay. I have to agree, the way you sang this fit your voice better. It had a more pop, I want to say R&B feel to it.
Yeah, it was very smooth, like smooth jazz.
Yes.
Fighting for China.
Fighting for China. How to beat that one. Okay.
Yeah, he's a hard act to follow, people.
Yeah, because I was about to say, especially if he was trying to follow the movie, then it wasn't manly enough. But since Ambi said it's his style, then it makes much more sense. He had this one little punch when he said pale, and then everything just went back to normal. So I'm like, no, we wanted that. We wanted more of that punch. So the vocals were good. Energy slash emotion could have been up to look. And a little pop I heard. And that's all I have.
All right. So then I am saying yes. I'm just coming right out and saying yes.
I also have a yes.
I'm also a yes.
Good job,
three yeses.
Omi.
Welcome to the competition, Omi. You were kind of scaring me for a while there. You were not turning in. I was like, where's Omi's audition? Oh, my God.
Oh, there was a few people we were like that with.
Yeah, there was a couple people. It's like, where is it? Oh, my God. What if it's bad? So at least you are through. Now there's still some other people later on the episode I still have to sweat over. Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Okay, so coming up next is Miss Voice of an Angel. Third try.
Mm-hmm. Will take three be the one? We shall see.
Fingers crossed!
If I never knew you, if I never felt this love, I would have no inkling of how precious life can be. And if I never held you, I would never have a clue how at last I'd find in you the missing part of me. In this world so full of fear, full of rage and lies, I can see the truth so clear in your eyes, so dry your eyes, and I'm so grateful to you. I'd have lived my whole life through, lost forever, if I never knew you.
And that was Miss Voice of an Angel, take three, on If I Never Knew You from Pocahontas. Lovely cut song, and killed last season.
I love this. I still hold this song when done right in my heart.
Me too, but it was
and not done a million times in a row by many, many different people.
Lovely duet round last season. Anyway, Miss...
No, okay, really what? Funny. So, no, last night, I perform it, out of all the duets in all the musical theater, in all the world, they actually had a double last night.
Oh, really?
And it was,
yeah.
Like, a really obscure song. Like
of all the
how
songs,
did that happen?
Yeah,
like, I thought it was, like, of all the songs in the world, they got a double of an obscure duet to boot. So, it's like, and it made me think of us last season, so that's my mini story.
If I Never Knew You is a pretty obscure song, and, like, four out of the six couples sang it. And so, anyway... Yeah. Miss Voice of an Angel. I thought this was pretty, and I thought it was a good song choice for you. You had some nice vibrato moments in there. Occasionally there was a bum note. I have that missing part, and there was one other one, but I didn't write that one down. And a nitpick I had was there was a nice pause and a before Lost Forever, cause so you could really tell it was not... It was difficult for you to do, or you were preparing for it, but, I mean, that's just a nitpick. And, yeah, overall, I thought this was good. Better than your first two auditions, I guess. Zell?
Okay, I have to second the motion of it was pretty. It was pretty. You did have some slightly pitchy sections. I did note at 30 seconds, you had a lot of iffy moments there. Through Lost. I misspelled that. I'm sorry. Through Lost. The word through was iffy. And that's all I have. Oh, okay. Amby?
Yes, Miss Voice of an Angel. Why didn't you do this first? Because I totally would let you throw in the first one. I heard this first. Like, why do you make me sweat like this? Because, like, if you had said this in the first one, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Because I thought this was definitely of their three ones, this was definitely the best one that you did. For the most part, I actually thought that you controlled your pitch pretty well. Like, compared to, like, the last two, I thought this was the best pitch control that you had of them all.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought your voice fit for it, and I felt a little bit of emotion in it. Like, not a whole heck of a lot of emotion, not, like, you know, where it needs to be, but I felt it, which makes me happy because, like, I didn't feel it all the time with the other ones. So, like, this is a huge improvement over your last two.
Yes.
And there was no reverb.
Yes, no reverb, no mixing.
Yes.
So I'm going to go in and I'm going to say yes, because it was clearly obvious. I was like, I want to let you throw in the first one if I have this. So yes for me.
I also have a yes. I was just nitpicking on her audition, but yeah, it was good. It was a much nice improvement.
Mm-hmm.
My grammar is terrible.
Third in this, yes.
So, Miss Voice of an Angel, you're through.
Yay!
Yay!
Hooray! Welcome to the competition, Miss Voice of an Angel.
Three time is a charm.
I was just talking like that to kill some time because I had to put on our color coding. I was like, I need to. I'm starting to get a little delirious because I've been up for over 12 hours. So. Yes, I'm probably gonna get a baloney neck and like in a little bit, but yeah. So I need to add Omi.
So in the meanwhile, coming up next is Ambi. Can you get it? One word.
Is it
Prince? Prince.
Okay.
Prince.
It's Genesis.
Yes,
will my Prince
is.
Charming return? Okay, folks. This is the hot. This is second place last season. This is where it gets serious because. I didn't expect any, like, I knew that Arya wasn't coming back to try and hold her title. I probably would not have let her anyways. And I knew that Russ wasn't going to do it either. So I didn't think Genesis was going to, but now I am a happy frigging camper. And I hope, this is another one, I was like, please do not let me down, Genesis. Be my prince.
We want more pretty songs from you.
She loves you.
Make me love you.
She loves you in a creepy way. This is freaky. Oh dear. Anyway, Genesis is up next.
This is the night. It's a beautiful night. And we call it Bella Notte. Look at the sky. They have stars in their eyes on this lovely Bella Notte. So take the love of your loved one. You'll need it about this time to keep from falling like a star. When you make that dizzy climb, for this is the night, and the heavens are bright on this lovely Bella Notte.
Jaycee's back with Bella Notte. All right, lay in the trap. Excuse me as I space out and dream, but this was very pretty.
He was singing to me, bitches. He was singing to me.
No comment.
I will not fight that.
No comment.
I value my life too much.
Maybe we'll cut you like Omi cuts people if you fight me for that. I'm starting to space now. I'm starting to lose it now.
We're really halfway there. We're almost there, peeps. All right. So this is really pretty and, like, very, made very swoony. I don't have a word for it. Okay.
She's flabbergasted.
Pretty much. All right. But I will say, for me, I would have liked some of the longer notes near the beginning to be a little shorter. And Climb 4 needed a little bit better control. Or it needed better control. But other than that, Ambi, go.
Uh-oh. Oh,
my, JC.
Genesis, not JC.
Oh, I'm sorry. Genesis, my bad. I keep forgetting that.
Or JC Trans 19.
You will always be JC to me, Genesis. But Genesis. See, this has proved to me, like, why he won second place last season. Like, this was one of the best auditions I think we had. Like, going past, like, my unhealthy obsession with JC's voice, Genesis's voice. Like, I thought that this was so well done. Like, the vocals.
Oh my goodness. Were
Go ahead. I mean,
is that Poncho or other one?
That's not mine.
I don't know your dog's name. That's what I called it. Other one. Okay.
That was Poncho. Hold on. Hold on. I'm muting.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Oh my.
Issues with Poncho. But beyond just my unhealthy obsession with your voice, I have to repeat that because, yeah, it's funny. I thought that the vocals were, like, really good, like, perfect. And you had emotional dynamics and actual note dynamics. So it was, like, a wonderful full package. And you are even better than last season. So, like, I think that since the finale, like, you are, like, be on the lookout for this guy, kids, because dang. Dang, 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 dang. He has gotten so much better. My prince is back. It's official for me, at least.
Okay.
In my heart.
It's very funny. Every Jeffers? Time Genesis pulls a really romantic song and these two fall in love, I just picture him in an Aloha shirt and everything just goes poof. If you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, God. That whole experience.
No matter what.
Oh, hello,
okay, now I know what you're talking about.
Whenever they're romantic and they're just like in a date, I'm just think, I love you, Prince. Jace, Genesis, you're awesome. Anyway, I thought I really liked this song a lot, and I was really impressed because this is a really hard song to emote on, and a lot of people fall flat on emoting on
yeah.
this song. Like, I've even heard, like, professional covers, and they're just, like, bleh, on this song. Ooh, that got caught in my throat. Let's see. My other notes. Very princely. Gotta wait for Ambi swooning. And I like how the tone, he did something fun with the tone. Like, on certain phrases, like, the last bella note, it had, like, a dramatic, like, lull to it or something. I don't know how to describe it, but it sounded good and it matched it.
Enchanting.
Yes.
Enchanting.
Occasionally your vibrato is a tiny heavy for my liking, just a very tiny bit, but like it's very nice how it's done. And yeah, I really like this a lot, Genesis. Like one of my favorite auditions of the season.
Can I add something?
Yeah, I would definitely.
What I like about JC Styles, he gives us a lot of the obscure or more classical stuff while a lot of people do more contemporary renaissance and all that, so I'm very happy he's back.
Yeah, he has really interesting and fun song choices
like Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Aloha, aloha, ale.
I love that cover. It's a fun cover, you have to admit.
Yes, you should also
I laugh every time that cover is I listen to it. There's a couple that I will still listen to from last season, and that is one of them.
All right. So, yeses and noes, I have a yes.
I have yes. a yes.
That was quick. All right, Jenna, yes. You are through.
Yes.
Ambry's Prince.
I could have said yes. I could have said yes before we even started recording. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Welcome back, my prince.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. With that in mind, up next is Spiral, take two.
7 a.m. the usual morning lineup. Starting the chores and sweep till the floors are clean. Polish and wax the laundry, a mop and shine up. Sweep again, and by then it's like 7:15, and so I'll read a book, or maybe two or three. I'll add a few new paintings to my gallery. I'll play guitar and knit and cook, and basically just wonder when will my life begin. Then after lunch it's puzzles and darts and baking. Paper mache, a bit of ballet and chess. Pottery and ventriloquy, candle making. Then a stretch, maybe sketch, take a climb, sew a dress. And I'll reread the books if I have time to spare. I'll paint the wall some more, I'm sure there's room somewhere. And then I'll brush and brush and brush and brush my hair. Stuck in the same place I've always been. And I'll keep wondering and wondering and wondering and wondering, when will my life begin?
Spiral. I like that word, spiral. I like saying it like that too. Okay, spiral. This was really strange for me. I'm going to tell you why this was really strange for me. It was so hushed and whispery, but not in, like, the usual, like, sleeping bear way that we usually have where it's like, you actually sounded like you were afraid someone was going to kill you if you sang too loudly.
Like Mother Gothel.
It was like... Like, yeah, I was like, mother, I was like, oh my God, like, Rapunzel is, like, singing in her tower and, like, looking over her shoulder, like, trying not to, wake Mother Gothel, who is gonna, like, kill, like, murder her in cold blood. Like, it just sounded like you were so nervous the entire time. Like, you were, like, I pictured you just, like, shaking, and I was like, what is going on here? I was so confused by it. Like, that was, like, beyond just that, like, I don't know, like, the hushed whisper, like, I really couldn't get a good grasp for your tone anymore with this, because it was so, it had kind of like an airy sound to the whole thing, so I really couldn't, like, get a good feel for your natural tone, because it was being hindered by that whisperiness, and I felt that some of the higher notes were pushing your range. That's all I have to say. Jeffers?
Yeah, I think... Wait, wrong. I opened the wrong window for my notes. Okay. I thought this was cute and it was a fitting song choice, but, like, just needs more energy. And I know it's something you've been working on for a while, but yeah, just more energy. Vocally, your and knit part in the chorus, that same little phrasing part always sounded a little sharp whenever you hit that part. And then the end kind of went a little wonky, note-wise. But, yeah, just mainly just a little bit more energy. And like Amy said, it sounds a bit, like, quiet, I guess. Though?
Yeah, I pretty much have the same notes as cute voice, but very quiet, contained. Pitchy on the higher notes, so there's really not much I can add to that.
All right, yeses and noes time.
I'm a no. I'm sorry, Spiral.
Yeah, I have to agree as well. I have to say no as well. I'm sorry, Spiral.
I had a maybe, but yeah, I'm sorry. Just work on your energy. Okay, so up next is another returning contestant from season one. Any guesses?
I have not seen him anywhere since then.
No.
I know who it is, so I'm not going to.
Oh, I know who it is.
What was it? I can't remember if he was Young Russ or Son of Russ. One of those two.
He was Son of Russ?
Son of Russ. Because okay.
Reed
was
Son of Russ, and Reed was Mini Russ.
Okay.
I think it was. Or was he Young Russ?
I don't remember.
One of them was Young Russ, but he was definitely, one of them. Definitely Son of Russ.
All right.
Because I remember singing something like, Son of Russ, look to the sky. Oh,
yeah. So if you guys...
I don't know if I actually sang that out loud ever or if it was in my head. But in either case, now it's out there.
Anyway, if you guys didn't catch that, up next is the artichoke.
When the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, spooks come out for a swinging wake. Happy haunts materialize and begin to vocalize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide, or a silly spook may sit by your side. Shrouded in a daft disguise, they pretend to terrorize. Grim grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
And back for season two is can't talk. The Artichoke. aka relative Giggle. Of Russ of something. neat song choice, by the way. I definitely didn't expect to hear something like this. And my first note is...
I love this ride.
My first note is...
Me too.
Cool, in all caps. You're now super cool in my book for song choice. let's see. I like how his vocal tone and how it's really different from a lot of the other guys left in the competition. Or in the competition. Mm-hmm. And since Russ isn't auditioning this season, we have a deficit of low male voices. So it's refreshing hearing something different like that. Mm-hmm. I like the song choice, but I felt like your performance could have used more spark or excitement to it. Like, it sounded very... It sounded vocally good, and it sounded very clean, and... how do you describe it? It's like, he hit the notes and didn't do anything with... Like, he just kind of sang it.
He just went through it.
Yeah, like, I would have liked more dynamics and energy behind it. And I think that's kind of the same notes we gave you last season, too, if I remember.
Yeah, I have that written down.
But, yeah, I thought vocally it was all right. Just the performance could have used a little bit more. Zell?
I have to agree. I feel your voice fit this song choice really well. But, unfortunately, you are lacking the energy it needed. Or, like, menacing or some creepiness to it.
Menacing is the exact word I have written down.
Sweet.
Exact word.
Because it was very flat for me. I mean, at the beginning, you did have some light bounce. Like, dun, 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 dun. It was a light bounce, but it wasn't enough. And again, it's because you needed more energy, and this is a note we gave you last season. And I think I was trying to push the song on you, Russ, or Reed last season. I don't know when, but I'm pretty sure I was trying to push the song onto one of you guys.
Well, I have a backtrack for the song, in fact.
I know you were pushing this one, yeah.
If anyone wants, I do have a backtrack for this.
Really?
Mm. I looked for it last season in case the second chance was going to have music, but it didn't. But anyway.
All right, well, Amby?
Yes, Artichoke. I pretty much have the exact same things that they do. Like, I have really nothing to add. Like, Zelina took, like, my big note was I really didn't feel, like, any... kind of menace about it. Even if you didn't go for like the menace, at least like a playfulness, because that's like the two sides of the Haunted Mansion. I took a Haunted Mansion tour, so like I know all about like
oh, really?
The, like this and the that and the this. Yes, and there's like two sides to the Haunted Mansion, and that's the like menacing, evil, dark side that's like supposed to like really scare you. And then there's like the oh, it's a Haunted Mansion, it's so fun in here side of it. Like yeah, like the whole second half of it from the beginning to Leota is like that like dark, sinister, menacing ghost type of thing. But then from Leota to the end, like through the graveyard scene and all that, it's kind of like, oh, we're in a really fun, adorable, cartoony haunted house.
So, aside from the bride.
And this was the bride section. I love that section now. That section's a lot of fun. There's a hidden Jack Skellington in that scene, and a hidden Sally from, there's two hidden Jack Skellingtons in the ride, and a hidden Sally, and a couple of hidden Donald Ducks.
Neat.
Nice.
Just saying. Next time you go on the ride, be on the lookout for those. So. See if you can find them and tell me, and I'll tell you if you're right or not. And this was really neither one of those. Like, it didn't go to the menacing side, but it also didn't go to the playful side, so it just didn't go either way for me, so, yeah. I rambled long enough. That's all I had to say.
I had a maybe.
You see, I had a maybe, but I have a... Sorry, I'm pretty sure what direction I want to go with.
Which is?
It's a no because of the lack of performance the song needed.
Yeah... I have to say no as well, because it just, all I heard was, like, really good notes. Like, I didn't really hear anything else. Like, I didn't really see any glimmer of potential. Like, well, I know that you have potential, because I know you're a really good singer, but, like, you know what I mean. Like, I didn't feel a performance. Didn't see it. Potential for it. And I feel like it was a lot of that last season as well. Like, that was, like, a recurring note.
Yeah.
Because I know that you auditioned once, and then you had to re-audition again.
Elephants on
parade. I remember this. This is the one that me and Zelina fought over.
Yeah,
this one. Well, I was gone.
The one that we fought over in the episode where Jeffers was gone. This was the one.
Like 2 hours worth.
Yes.
Or like a long time.
Had to like pull in like non-VH community members to give opinions.
But anyway. Yeah, you're a good singer. Just work on the energy and performance.
Yeah. Performance of anything.
You have like half the thing. You need the other half. So just work on that.
Yeah.
So yeah. Up next is, let's see.
Oh, I have it.
I was gonna
Silver Soulbird is next.
I guess that works too.